This is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV. Five things you need to know in about 10 minutes for Thursday, March 28th, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, the Baltimore Bridge again. More time has passed. More analyses have taken place. And we've got rather alarming report from investigative journalist Lara Logan, formerly worked with CBS on the 60 Minutes program. She's now independent. And because she's not conforming to the official corporate media narrative, she's now been dismissed as a right-wing conspiracy theorist, but whatever. Anyway, she's citing several intelligence community sources who are claiming that the Baltimore Bridge collapse was, and I'm quoting now, an absolutely brilliant strategic attack on critical infrastructure here in the United States, most likely cyber attack. And she writes, our intelligence agencies know it. They just divided the U.S. along the Mason-Dixon line, exactly like in the Civil War. The second biggest strategic roadway in the United States for hazardous material is now down and out of action for 4 to 5 years. That's the Francis Scott Key Bridge, I-695, according to Logan, built specifically to move hazardous material like fuel, diesel, propane, nitrogen, highly flammable materials, chemicals, and other things, oversized cargo that can't fit into tunnels, now having to be routed around Baltimore rather than continuing northward up I-695. The I-95 corridor, a critical artery for travel, for goods, moving up and down the east coast of the United States. Basically, that has now been severed. For every $100 that goes into Baltimore, about $12 comes from shipping. And obviously that is now impossible because the port is blocked. It's possible that Logan, and I have no way to corroborate her report, and it's possible that she's being fed misinformation by intelligence operatives who want the American people to believe that this was a terror attack. This was perhaps an attack by a state actor trying to cripple the United States by disrupting supply chains, by making it difficult for us to move key products in and out of the United States. As we mentioned yesterday, it's a key port for shipping automobiles, farm equipment, light trucks, sugar, coffee, coal. If this was a state actor, this was a brilliant way of doing something that looks like a mechanical failure on board the ship, just staying away from the U.S. military. In other words, crippling or at least hurting the United States economically and strategically without giving us justification to go to war. It's also possible that it was simply a mechanical issue on that boat. And again, intelligence actors trying to get Logan to put the information out so that we would support the United States government going to war. Now, we can't ignore the fact that this took place just 3 days after the deadly terror attack in Moscow. Are those two events connected? I have no way to know. Certainly in the physical realm, anyway, we cannot prove it. But in the unseen realm, the principalities and powers behind the scenes stirring up chaos, they seem to be the only ones who really, at the end of the day, benefit from this. Topic number 4, organ harvesting in China. This is a disturbing story, which really isn't news, and I'll explain why in a minute. But last week, Congress held a hearing where they heard from journalists, academics, and other experts who gave evidence that China is killing thousands of people to sell their organs. In fact, that China is building the world's largest DNA database that can be used to find a perfect match for an organ that is needed, then arrest that person on spurious charges, have them executed, and cut them up in order to sell the organ to a wealthy buyer who is looking to prolong his or her life at any and all costs. Experts have been documenting this in China for decades, using political prisoners as an organ bank, basically, especially practitioners of the religion called Falun Gong, but also Turkic Muslims in Xinjiang province and East Turkestan, the western part of China. This evidence comes from leaked government documents, eyewitness testimony, and inconsistencies in China's official organ transplant data. The statistics just don't match up. And yet, there's been very little condemnation from Western governments about this. Don't want to make China angry because they're a potentially really big market for my campaign donors. And so this has not been brought to the attention of the public, certainly not by our government officials. But as I said, this is not news because 8 years ago, I interviewed the producer and the director of a documentary film called Hard to Believe that documented this practice where the Chinese government is engaging in organ trafficking, essentially selling organs to people willing to pay the price and getting the organs from, wherever, often political or religious prisoners. Topic number three, escape from New York. We're not talking about the old Kurt Russell movie, Snake Plissken, but the fact that retailers are fleeing major cities, and New York is just one more of those. A company that owns and operates malls all across the United States, Westfield, is being sued by the Metropolitan Transportation Authority in New York City because last month, Westfield told the MTA that it wants out of its lease in the Fulton Center because of homelessness and crime. Westfield had signed a 20-year lease with the city 10 years ago. The Fulton Center is the largest subway transportation hub in New York City. So this mall, obviously at a place where a lot of people are gathering on a daily basis, but Westfield says it wants out. The Fulton Center shopping complex, right above a transit hub, 8 subway lines connect there. But Westfield said, as a result of crime in the area and homelessness, shop owners are closing up and not renewing leases. And others are just breaking the leases and leaving the mall early. The MTA, pushing back, filed a lawsuit in federal court to force Westfield to continue operating the mall. According to the lawsuit, there are 3 legal reasons that Westfield can use to break its lease, and crime and homelessness, not one of those reasons. But again, this is not the first time that Westfield has had to do this. Last June, Westfield handed back the deed to the San Francisco Center Mall to the bank that loaned them the money to buy it because they said retailers don't want to put their stores in a place where they can't make money because it's too dangerous for their people to come to work and because shoplifting is not prosecuted. You can't turn a profit when your goods are walking out of the store without being paid for. Topic number 2, Nickelodeon. This is really disturbing because Nickelodeon was on at our home a lot when our daughter was young. But new documents and a new documentary showing that Nickelodeon employed or worked with 5 child molesters, as well as 2 others accused of pedophilia. This according to court records. Child safety activists claim the channel was infiltrated by predators who saw the power that it gave them as they produced programs for Nickelodeon. It's a way for them to get close to their victims, kids who wanted to become TV stars or music stars. It's reprehensible. But sadly, this continued for quite a while. 2 of the offenders highlighted in the new HBO documentary called Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV. It also detailed the conviction of former Nickelodeon dialogue coach and actor Brian Peck, who molested child star Drake Bell when he was 15. But legal records show that convicted and accused pedophiles' prior involvement with the channel was far more extensive than shown in the documentary. Nickelodeon says it has since improved safeguards. Look, Hollywood, even the music industry, Nashville, Los Angeles, it is Babylon. People whose desire to become famous compels them to do things, and predators more than happy to take advantage of that. Coming up, marriage, according to an academic, is oppression and should be abolished. We'll explain why next on 5 and 10.
There is an all-out war being waged on the minds of an entire generation of today's young people.
State lawmakers are now questioning how 70 foster kids can go missing.
They have convinced us in the West that children are a burden. Birth rates are below replacement levels just about everywhere in the Northern Hemisphere.
People would have to be utterly blind or insane not to recognize the current heartbreaking onslaught against our most vulnerable citizens, our children.
Children who have been thrown up against walls and locked in closets. Children who hide under their beds in fear and whose nightmares are real. Children who have been beaten with 2x4s, whipped with bicycle chains, and burned with cigarette butts.
children living in foster care are 4 to 5 times more likely to commit suicide than those who are not.
An agenda to submit our current generation of children to a fate far worse than death is being carried out.
I was 5 years old. I was doing dishes. My mom was so mad. She had picked up one of the steak knives and shoved it through my hand and just walked away.
Who will stand in the gap for these children? These are real lives.
Item number one today, yes, marriage is just part of the white heteronormative patriarchy. And we know now because it's published in a peer-reviewed academic journal. George Mason University professor Bethany Lateek, the center of controversy after her article in the Journal of Marriage and Family, declaring that the institution of marriage, plays a key role in white supremacy. She calls it marriage fundamentalism and lashes out at the two-parent married family model. So we are living in very strange times. Academic publications are hungry for articles discovering yet another hidden racist element in society. The problem for scholars is that they're running out of new things to discover. They've already labeled mathematics, astrophysics, statistics, meritocracy, climate change, dieting, tipping, skiing, chess, and organized pantries as racist. Most recently, the American Psychological Association declared merit-based hiring might be racist. Even robots, part of the supremacist memes because they are often made of white plastic. Well, Lateek spoke up to say that we shouldn't forget marriage as we, quote, address elements of white heteropatriarchal supremacy, such as structural racism, sexism, heterosexism, anti-immigrant nativism, and settler colonialism, operate and interlock to condition and constrain diverse family formation and functioning, end quote. It's hard to read that and keep a straight face. Her argument is that white men imposed this family structure as colonialists in North America, ignoring the fact that the nuclear family, as we call it, was kind of defined thousands of years ago in the scriptures. And it is not unique to people of European descent. But that is academia today. Anything that smacks of normalcy or biblical morality must be crushed. Well, that's why we are confronting the darkness here at Skywatch TV. Our virtual conference is on right now. You get instant access when you sign up at defenderconference.com. 2 dozen cutting-edge presentations from the likes of Dr. Tom Horn, his final presentation for Skywatch TV. Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Rabbi Zev Porat, Pastor Carl Gallups, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, many others, including yours truly. You can find information and registration at defenderconference.com. And when you sign up, you get 90 days access and free access during that period to Skywatch Films' 6 feature-length documentaries. Take advantage of this opportunity to educate yourself. As the Lord said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Don't be that person. Sign up now, defenderconference.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we talk about the story. Well, it's another program about the forthcoming docuseries, Rescue Us, which is the mission at Skywatch TV, supporting the work at Whispering Ponies Ranch and the work with Royal Families Kids Camp, Kids Camps, and you hear from one who was saved thanks to a Royal Family Kids Camp, Samantha Orr, whose case of child abuse was one of the worst ever recorded in the state of Missouri. She explains how the activities and the love that she experienced at Royal Family Kids Camp at Whispering Ponies Ranch changed her life. And your support makes that possible. The program is available to watch right now, skywatchtv.com, our Apple TV and Roku channels. The broadcast program is the over-the-air broadcast, that is. Our schedule is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. You can find it, along with all of our video content, at our Rumble channel, rumble.com/SkywatchTV. Also, our free mobile app brings it right into your smartphone or tablet, bypassing the gatekeepers of big tech, whether you've got an iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire phone or tablet. We have links to all of their app stores. So you make sure you get the device or the app that's right for your device. You'll find the link at our website, skywatchtv.com. The link is in the top menu bar. In early May, May 6th through 13th, Sharon and I are planning a solidarity mission to Israel. This will be a small group willing to go to Israel and bear witness to what has happened in that land since October 7th. We'll visit some of the communities in the Negev that were attacked on that day. In Tel Aviv, we'll go to Hostage Square. We'll visit with some of the families who've been evacuated from the north of Israel because they were coming under fire from Hezbollah. We'll also visit an exhibit from the Nova Music Festival. That was the music festival where the young people were overrun by the Hamas terrorists. And Jerusalem, which is secure, will be our home base. And while we're there, we'll visit the sites that you'll want to see there, like the Temple Mount, the Mount of Olives, the Western Wall, and more. A number of museums, including one at Gush Etzion, which was the site of a massacre in 1948 that is essentially Israel's Alamo. It is powerful. This will be a life-changing week. If you're interested, go to our website, gilberthouse.org/travel, gilberthouse.org/travel, and we hope we see you in the Holy Land. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.